The Taliban has replaced the Women's Affairs Ministry in Afghanistan with what it calls the Guardians of Vice and Virtue. And young women have been ordered to stay home from school, at least for now. But some are taking to the streets in protest, while others are appearing virtually at the United Nations to sound the alarm, telling any world leader who will listen not to be fooled by the Taliban's promises to respect women's rights.
Yesterday, the Taliban banned women from working, except they can clean bathrooms, female bathrooms. Today, they banned girls from going to school. And tomorrow, they will try to shut down the internet.
The UN has demanded women be allowed to deliver humanitarian aid in the country to capitalize on the Taliban's call for international assistance. But the High Commissioner for Human Rights says women are being progressively excluded from the public sphere.
They are prohibited from appearing in public spaces without a male guardian. In numerous professional sectors, women face increasing restrictions. To date, girls over the age of 12 have, in effect, been prohibited from attending school.
Gender equality is a founding principle of the United Nations. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is supposed to apply equally to men and women. And yet efforts to make protection of women's rights in Afghanistan a more central part of the UN's mission there have been resisted by some members of the Security Council.
Others say it's not for lack of trying. Estonia helped craft the language for the mission. The country's foreign minister, Eva Marie Liemets, says the first priority is a unified council.
It means that already in 6 months we come back to the mandate, and very much hope that next mandate will be more forward-looking and give a stronger mandate for United Nations to be on the ground in Afghanistan and supportive for the country's development.
And for women in particular and girls?
Yes, absolutely.
Afghan women say they need all the help they can get, and it can't come soon enough. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.